Sportsnet tonight, Sportsnet 590, The Fan, Ben Ennis and Jeff Sammet. Happy to be joined now by Tyler Varga. He's a running back from Yale, originally from Kitchener, originally from Sweden, but from Kitchener, goes to Yale, and he's looking to become the highest drafted Bulldog ever. Now, Tyler, we'll get to that in a second, but I want to ask you about this thesis presentation you've got going on Monday. Which you're more nervous about, the draft or Monday?
Actually, I did the thesis presentation this morning, so it's not this Monday. It was actually today.
So, okay, so how did it go?
It went really well, actually. I think I somewhat sounded like I knew what I was talking about, so I mean, that's always a bonus. And I think people were pretty receptive to my studies. So, overall, I'd say it was a pretty good success.
Tyler, look, you're on the cusp of getting into the NFL, and here you are using your brain the way you are and being in school and being pre-med. Aren't a lot of guys or a lot of football players in your situation done with school by now?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I talked to some of these coaches, and a lot of them are surprised that I'm still in school because a lot of the guys have, decided, opt out of their last semester, or, they're declared early as juniors, or, things of that nature. So, a lot of them are surprised, but at the same time, very encouraging, because I think everybody should be able to finish their degree and get their education. So, and there's smart guys in the NFL too. I mean, wasn't there a guy in the Baltimore Ravens, offensive lineman or something like that, that just published some kind of crazy math paper? So, I mean, there's some smart guys.
And I'm not trying to talk you out of school. I'm just saying, good for you, man. That's awesome.
I figured I got one semester to go. I might as well close out my Yale degree, and that way I have it out of the way. So,
is there now? Okay, we're talking as if you will be drafted, and I think we all believe that you will be drafted into the NFL. Is there a career path where you can envision yourself playing for a little bit, maybe a decade or so, and then going back into, I don't know, the field of academia or finishing your PhD? I mean, do you see that far down the line, or are you just taking every day as it comes?
I think I'm less inclined to want to go back and do a PhD or something like that. More inclined to, go back and maybe get my medical degree. I kind of want to just, at the end of the day, I want to end up being able to give back and to help people out, and that makes me feel good. So, whether it's through the field of medicine or through some other means, maybe a charity or some kind of foundation, I hope to do one of those things at least post football. So, it's about, like I said, it's about giving back. So.
Good for you. Well, I don't give anything back, but good for you. I like the thought. Training at Yale, where they don't even have an indoor football complex, in as far as I know, and competing with cold winters in Connecticut. What's that been like? Do you just kind of have a makeshift football type atmosphere for yourself, because some others would be in more of a football environment in warmer weather to train, but you're electing and have been electing to stay at Yale.
Yeah, it's pretty cold going outside and training, so it makes you tougher, that's for sure. But I'm used to it because being from back home in Canada, it's all good. We're tough, so that's one of the features I think that. that I'm selling myself on. It's definitely been a struggle, or not a struggle, a grind. I've been juggling a lot of things at the same time, and I think I've done a pretty good job at it. I was happy with my pro day that took place at the end of March. My results were, I almost hit all of my targets, I was pretty close. So, I was overall happy with it. So I think looking back, I've done a pretty good job multitasking. And, I think it says something because, the coaches know that I'm juggling all these different things at the same time, and I'm going to school, and, the other guys that I'm being compared to are just focusing on football. And, this shows that I can handle different things at the same time. So, just imagine, if I poured everything that I had into just playing football, I think that they realize that I've got more potential.
Well, do you think that will affect your draft stock when it comes to this weekend and the draft starting on Thursday? Do you think teams will actually take that into account, that there's more potential for you, seeing as how you are not a full-time football player? I mean, it's a big part of your life, but you've been focusing on so many other things. How much do you think that will affect whoever drafts you this weekend?
I mean, I don't know if it'll affect it drastically, but I mean, I hope that teams are taking that into account. I know I've spoken with a number of teams over the past couple weeks, and they've it certainly brought that kind of thing up, saying, "Wow, you know, you're doing a really good job. We applaud you for, you know, sticking with school and you know, battling it out and juggling all that stuff at the same time." And that really speaks to you know, your work ethic and ability to. Well, I mean, you know, when you get to the next level, you have to lead a normal life too. And it's about, can you manage the pressures of, you know, being an adult with being a professional football player. So, I mean, I think that they can kind of draw a connection there, and I mean, hopefully it positively impacts my my draft stock. But, you know, I don't see it boosting me up around or anything like that.
Well, now what about this? Since 2000, only 16 players have been drafted from the Ivy League, only four from Yale, and some might say. That the level of the Ivy League competition isn't as high. You feel being from the Ivy League will help not hinder a transition into the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, I've gotten this question a lot. People say, you know, what's the difference in competition? And I think that a lot of it is fueled by, a lot of that stereotype is fueled by the media, just because you see all these big schools, they're always in the spotlight. They're always on ESPN, playing on national television every single weekend. And so naturally, obviously, what do you think people are going to assume? That, you know, obviously they're better caliber football. And I'm not saying that they aren't, but I'm saying that I think the gap isn't as big as some people make it out to be. Because I went to the Senior Bowl with that expectation, with the expectation that, all right, this is going to be like another level of football, like better get ready. And, you know, I showed up and, yeah, guys were a little bit bigger. Guys were a little bit stronger. Guys were a little bit faster, but it wasn't an astronomical difference. I mean, I think we're catching up certainly in the Ivy League, and you know, my teammates, I know in terms of mental toughness, I think that my teammates or the guys at Yale were maybe more mentally tough than some of the guys that I was playing with at the Senior Bowl. Not all of them, but some of them for sure. So I mean, that's definitely a huge part of the game as well. So I mean, I think that I've got a strong work ethic. I'm confident in my ability. I'm just going to go and do my best and try to take advantage of the opportunity that I have in front of me. And, you know, we'll see what happens.
Not those guys at Harvard, though, right? They're mentally fragile.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We'll take whatever shots we can at those guys.
No, how intense is that rivalry, Tyler? Because we everybody's heard of the greatest game ever played and the rivalry between Yale and Harvard. I mean, how real is that? We think of Ohio State and Michigan, but Yale Harvard, that's one of the best rivalries in all of college sports.
Oh yeah. I mean, you know, take the Ohio State Michigan rivalry and multiply it by I don't know, an extra 50, 60 years. That's how long we've been doing this thing for. So, I mean, there's definitely, they hate us, we hate them. Obviously, we respect each other, but they've gotten the best of us the past couple of years. But we always have, you know, every single year, you know, there's always the stadium's always packed. It's always crazy. I mean, this year we got ESPN Game Day, which made it even crazier. And it doesn't matter what the record of either team going into that game is, anything can happen. It's like it's literally like a bowl game, and you know, that it's a fun rivalry to play in for sure. I've got a lot of respect for those guys, but at the end of the day, you know, they're still Harvard, and you know, we're still Yale, and we still like to not like them. So,
with Tyler Varga, I'm Jeff. He's been on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. So, Tyler, in Kitchener, I went to Cameron Heights, a four-time team MVP, played five positions, scored more than 100 touchdowns. It was easy for us to notice you, but how tough was it for you to get noticed down south?
I mean, yeah, definitely. It's certainly a challenge if you aspire to play football in the NCAA to get noticed, just because, you know, it takes a lot more effort for these teams in the NCAA to come up and scout players in Canada. And obviously, you know, I'm a firm believer that we have just as good of athletes in Canada, but obviously our population is smaller. So, you know, there's going to be less of them. But, I mean, concentration-wise, I think we've got the same concentration of great athletes in our country that we do in the States. But it's not worth the effort, I think, a lot of these college teams. So you definitely have to go the extra mile to get your tape out to these schools. And I think it's getting better. We're getting more respect over the past, I mean, even over the past four years or so. You know, you've seen, you know, Canadian football get a little bit more respect, but it's definitely a challenge, and you definitely have to work just a little bit harder than I'd say your counterpart that's on the American side of the border just to get the same opportunity. So, I mean, if anything, that makes us more hungry.
Your agent, Joe Linta, is a Yalie as well. How has that affected your relationship and him understanding what you're going through as a student athlete at Yale?
I mean, yeah, that's definitely huge, and that's one of the reasons that I decided to go with him. I mean, aside from the fact that, you know, he's got so much experience in this with this game, and you know, has a great reputation and represents some great people, and, you know, is a straight up guy. But yeah, that definitely played a role in my decision, and, you know, who chooses an agent. He just knows where I'm coming from, and he played football here, and, you know, we can relate a little bit better than some of the other guys, and, you know, definitely, like, if somebody from Harvard who was an agent came up to me and
tried to
pitch me, I don't know how that would work, because, you know, we're
not
just
very well
the opposite spectrum, right? So
you're the son of competitive athletes. I mean, your mom still competes in alpine skiing. How's that been for you, for your upbringing and being able to tap into their experience as athletes?
I mean, it's been huge. My parents have played such a huge role in you know, raising me and helping me to become the person that I am today and the athlete that I am today. And I can certainly say that, you know, of course, they've passed along the competitiveness and attention to detail that comes with, you know, what their trade was, which was bodybuilding. And, I mean, my mom's doing ski racing now, but, you know, they're great athletes. And, you know, they certainly made it clear that, you know, if I want to do something with my athletic career, that I have to work really hard. So, you know, they were always there to push me and help me, never forced me to do anything, but always, you know, was there to give me a shove in the right direction. So, and, you know, but aside from that, I think just they've helped me, you know, help instill the qualities of, I think, you know, I think I'm a good person. So, I think they've raised me well, and, you know, they've definitely instilled those qualities in me. That's something outside of athletics. So, I mean, just in general, you know, I'm forever grateful to them for what they've helped me accomplish in my life.
How locked into the running back position are you, Tyler? Because there's some that describe you as a tweener, fullback, running back type, and already you're going to have the knock of playing in the Ivy League. To get drafted as a running back is going to be difficult. How open are you to moving into that fullback role, or do you think you can be an NFL running back?
You know what? I honestly just want to get onto a roster, or I want to get picked up by somebody. I just want an opportunity, and I'm gonna bust my butt to do whatever the team needs me to do. So if they want me to play fullback, that's fine. It's not that I'm against playing fullback. It just, it would be something that I would have to adjust to, since I have played tailback my entire life. It's just that's a matter of fact. So it would just be a little bit of an adjustment period. But I mean, at the end of the day, anybody coming in is also going to have to play special teams. So you know, I'm willing to do that as well. I just want to get out there and hit somebody.
Kitchener's own Tyler Varga. Tyler, good luck at the NFL draft this weekend. We're rooting for you. Thanks, man.
Hey, I appreciate it. It's always great to be on your show.
Thanks, Tyler.
All right, Tyler, good luck, man. Really
good luck.